the well-meaning social justice liberal writes a screed against sex or pornography, quote-unquote, is I felt this time like instead of wanting to jump into the fray and write the same rebuttal and argument that I have many times before to Gail Dines or Andrew Dworkin or whoever it happens to be, I felt like I wanted off the bingo card and I wanted to step back and say, what is it about these particular characters that seems to take us by surprise? What is it about them that they seem to learn nothing? I mean, the historical rerun effect of this is amazing. Do they have anything in common? And you were a bit in the middle of this because you were one of the people who took offense. You were one of the people who got a frightened message from a colleague saying, something must be done. And I wondered, I mean, Chris Hedges is a perfect example of this, somebody with a fancy reputation who is thought of among progressives as being on the passionate right side of any number of issues. And yet now we find out that when it comes to sex, he falls to pieces. Do you think he is typical of this kind of man that we've seen many times before? I mean, you know, Robert Jensen is another one that comes to mind. There's lots of these guys around. Or similar to the women who have made this the spearhead of their feminist campaign, is he really any different?
Well, I'd say a couple things about that. First, you mentioned Andrea Dworkin in the list. I wish they could write as well as she did. As obnoxious as she could have been, she certainly had a very lively style and a great intelligence and verve. And most of these people are just tedious and preacherly. So I wish we could at least, if we're going to have to listen to these sorts of lectures, I wish we could have some libidinal energy, even in a twisted form, in the style of the complaints. But I think Hedges and Jensen are both, if I remember correctly, Protestant and religious, and that shows. Hedges is a graduate of a seminary, I believe, and runs a Sunday school. So there is a very literally preacherly quality to what he has to say. I think it also affects the stuff he says about secular politics. He's just got this tone of preaching that really rubs me the wrong way, regardless of what he's talking about. But there is a certain, I would say that there's a certain kind of man who thinks of himself as the noble rescuer of these poor enslaved and confused women.
You must be talking about Christoph now.
Yeah, well, him too. I mean, they're all, peas in a pod, really. Jensen Hedges and Christoph and all these guys come in with this kind of rescue complex. It's a strange view of women that sees them as victims and weak and abused and that they in need of rescue. I doubt many of these people know much about what's in porn or what's involved with sex work or the other thing that they love to moralize about. It is just they'd love to pound the pulpit and fulminate and view themselves as truth tellers and rescuers without really much knowledge of what they're talking about. A friend of mine who actually knows one of the people, I think there was a Hedges article had a guide to Vancouver. The guide is really not very reliable from my friend's account. She comes from Vancouver and knows the scene well, so he chose a very strange guide to the world that he was exploring. But like I say, I think these guys just don't really necessarily know much about what they're talking about and view themselves as saviors and don't really want, they have a couple of problems. One is they have a hard time telling the difference between fantasy and reality if they're writing about porn. They don't really understand that people could fantasize all sorts of unauthorized things that we wouldn't want them to do, and they themselves wouldn't want to do in real life. Then they just want to prosecute the fantasy. But also, the ones who fulminate about sex work, too, have a very strange notion of what choices are available to people. The choice in many cases is sex work or, in Cambodia, for example, sex worker working in a crappy garment factory. Is that what you're going to get rescued into? And they have a very, very limited view of the alternatives on offer to people in the world. But I think that's one of the